Yeah, we're live. But before
we're disgusting.
Live, yeah. Just to let you guys know, B just figured out that we, even though we're here at K Rico Coffee, which is like the best coffee shop in Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood, Florida.
We're across the street from a church.
Yes, we are.
And we record on Sundays, and there's a lot of church people that come in and out, so they get to hear our conversations.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely when people walk by, and, you know, you get the nod.
The judgment?
You don't get the judgment. You get the eyes, like the nod, like, oh, I'm down with you, brother. I'm going to go praise Jesus, but I'm down with you.
I'm about to pray with you.
I think that's why Craig likes coming.
I'm going to pray from you. Pray for you from table three.
Well, I just blessed that family of three that just walked into the bathroom.
Oh, God. Damn. He just...
Yeah. Like, literally in my head as I left that bathroom, I was like, I feel bad for the next guy that walks in there.
And
I
just...
You just dropped three people at one time.
So this is what happens. Like, this is what happens after...
Family
like,
of three, dog.
You eat
that's
clean.
A baby. It's just changing a diaper.
You eat clean for, like, weeks on end. And then you get to go to weigh-ins. And then... I mean, you eat relatively clean but good. Mm-hmm. And then after your fight, you eat like shit.
Yep. You were at Buffalo Wild Wings.
And then like that shit that your body just can't handle anymore just all comes out in one like nasty sewage fill.
Yes, it is.
And on that note, welcome to the next edition of the
D-Squad.
Where we take our shit seriously.
Doesn't Buffalo Wild Wings smell like a school cafeteria?
It smells like a school cafeteria on pizza day.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You walk in and it hits you with the buffalo sauce. You're like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. You know, but that's the thing. You know, kids nowadays don't have that.
And it smells like
everything's like Cisco or like they don't cook on site anymore.
It's like kids sweat and cafeteria food.
Yeah. Pre-packed meals.
And pre-packed everything.
And I fucking ate there last night. Holy shit. Like, I ate.
Yeah, you ate.
Like,
you
went in.
You ate your sorrow away?
I've never had good service at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I ate it all.
This guy was like, yo, he was like taking his time trying to get like, you know, we got there early, so the prelims finished, you know, at 9. So, you know, it should automatically switch over to the pay-per-view. Uh-huh. This freaking manager's over here wiping tables down and shit like behind us. It wasn't even that busy. And he's yelling at his staff about whatever. And then it takes him like another like 10 minutes to figure out how to work the TV and switch it over.
That's his fucking job.
Exactly. Exactly.
They are literally listed on the UFC bars.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, this guy is fucking terrible. He yells at all his employees. Like, he makes them scared of like doing anything. And he doesn't do shit.
It's a power trip.
Yeah, he's a power trip. But he does like he's sitting in the back there like
little dick energy.
Terrible.
What the fuck. Fuck. Little dick fuck. Energy.
Which location was this?
The plantation one.
Yeah.
Plantation we don't like water. You.
I bet his wife's getting.
We don't. But they're the closest ones and they're easy, so we just go there.
See,
but
I treat my staff differently than that. Even when I am on freaking fight camp, I'm like I'm nicer than that.
Yeah, no, you know we should go there. Actually, we're you know if you are from John Wayne, listen to this. We're gonna have like an end of the year party coming up at Dave and Buster's. So come through.
Oh yeah, December 10th.
Yeah, December 10th. There you go.
Yeah,
DMB.
Nice. DMB. I'm gonna do donuts in the
drum and bass.
There, yeah,
drum and bass.
Dick and balls.
You should play some drum and bass. Can we do some drum and bass that night?
Some drum and bass.
Yes. Can I put on a drum and bass playlist?
If we bring like our own, if you guys bring like your own speaker,
I was gonna like play through for like everybody. In
should
there.
We do a line dance?
No.
There?
No.
Wait, no. On a whole nother tip, does anybody know that Eve has a techno album out?
Eve, like R&B
Eve
singer
from South Philly. Yes.
Eve. Yes.
Like Biggie Smalls.
Then I think I'm gonna love forever.
Oh, yes,
she's got a techno album out. I listened to it this morning. And it is. It's raw as fuck.
When did it come out?
Interesting.
It's I want to say like February
20th. Oh, yeah. So go ahead and send that in the link or something so I got something to listen to.
I'm going to send it to
you. I'm listening to some Eve. Yo, are you kidding me?
Like I was completely like blown off my rocker because her birthday, I think her birthday is today. So happy birthday,
happy
Eve.
Birthday,
happy
Eve.
Birthday, Eve.
She's so hot.
From South
this
Philly.
This is recording this on. What is this, November? What day is today?
Today is 13th.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Eve, come see me.
But I went to because I was like they were you know doing her birthday shout outs.
You got that baby
the shaver,
crying in there,
of course.
That baby's suffocating from Rick's shit.
That baby's eyes are burning right now.
Mommy, what is wrong? It's that smell.
Is that Buffalo Wild Wings? That smells like Buffalo Wild Wings.
That hot sauce.
Why does it smell like the big dogs from Buffalo
By
Wild
the way,
Wings?
Yo, so Buffalo Wild Wings, we were straight up clowning Nato last night because I don't know which thing he ordered.
Nato?
Nato. Oh. Then he asked him to bring a glove. So he's eating his chicken wings with a glove on. We're like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
He's so weak.
Scott was like, yo, are you going to pull a Michael Jackson off his head? Like, you got the one glove on. I was like, I'm trying to keep my hands clean. You know, the pepper. I don't want to get in my face, in my eyes.
I saw the glove and I was like, I didn't ask.
We did not know that.
But
we did
I
not
saw.
Know.
Oh,
but
that's
now
hilarious.
That you know, Buffalo Wild Wings would give you gloves for your hot ass, spicy ass wings.
You know what? I get
rubbing
that.
Rubbing the baby's head.
I get that, though.
Yo, that poor kid just got instituted for life, yo.
That grandma and that baby just walked up.
Did you see the look she just gave you?
Sorry, rewinding it back for those guys. Like, Rick took a shit. Massive one, they're dead. And then there was a family that walked in and changed their kid in there right afterwards. That poor kid was crying.
The stink eye look, bro.
Yo, Rick.
God dang it.
Yeah, she did, actually. Yeah, they didn't see you walk out, so she gave him that look. Like,
she looked at me heavy, dog.
And it's like hot as hell in here, too, bro.
That's true. The AC's kind of busted. Ooh, in there is probably rank.
It's ripe as fuck.
Bro.
That's why I told him to wait. Let me pee first. I wasn't going after. He had that look. He had that fucking look in his eye, bro. Like,
that sewage meter was coming up in his eye.
That. No, that's. That shit was a level 10 fucking.
Biohazard. Like, bro, you moving over?
We were above sewage level.
That's hazmat.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Bro, this is probably like, when's the last time you had milk?
Oh my God, I haven't had milk in forever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I don't think this Coquito had any milk in it, but still.
Yeah, but no, I had the latte. Oh, you know what? I had ice cream yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
What is it
in Coquito?
It's coconut milk, rum, spices.
Yeah.
So a couple, coconut milk, okay.
A couple Puerto Rican, you know.
But yeah,
special sauce.
Yeah, like cinnamon and stuff like
cardamom.
That.
I try to keep like a lot of like dairy stuff out during that whole.
Exactly,
like,
and you had dairy, and then you just dropped it in. Like, yo, you know that first time you have dairy again, that shit just
bro.
Like, it spoils in your stomach.
Like my stomach looked at me like, yo, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
like,
this is like digger.
As soon as I drink
you know
it,
how
like
right this is gonna be.
My stomach's like giving me the middle finger, like just pointing up, giving me the middle finger as it's going down. He's like, you know what's about to happen, right?
Figure he'd start yelling. Craig!
Oh my God.
Nobody go in there for like 35, 45 minutes.
Oh man, I feel so bad for them. I hope they're okay.
Speaking of shit, let's open up. I mean, let me see what we had the elections this week.
Yeah, everybody voted for DeSantis, right? No, I'm joking.
You're about to get like
I'm joking.
Now the overlord of like whatever. What I want to talk about is Colorado. And leading the way. Uh-huh. I mean, Colorado was it the first state or one of the first states to obviously legalize marijuana?
Yes. Right.
It was one but of the now,
Oregon,
first five.
Yeah, Oregon, Colorado.
Now,
yeah.
But I think Colorado's the first one to legalize psilocybin.
What?
So what?
Mushrooms.
Psilocybin.
No way.
Yes.
Yo, talk about leading.
When are we going?
When?
I'm surprised. This is why Craig is not here. He started carpooling, hitchhiking over to Colorado.
He did?
Yesterday.
He's
really? As soon as the vote went
through. As soon as the vote went, it was clear. I was actually thinking about
buying a house down here, and then like now I'm like, wait, Colorado what?
Yo, yeah. Colorado, man. You just got to deal
I
with the cold.
We should do a trip.
We definitely do need to do a trip.
I'm down for it.
I still want to do our Virgin Cruise. I mean, I know it's a little pricey, but I'm going to try to hook that up where we do a pay over time and like, you know, we can all hook up a Virgin Cruise.
But we're not virgins.
Exactly.
And that shit won't be a virgin after we get on it.
Exactly.
Damn sure.
Mm. And the thing is, too, they don't charge you extra just because you're like a single cruiser. Like, if you get a room by yourself, like normally, like with like Carnival's flight, they charge you extra, you know, but Virgin, like, oh, no, you want to be a single room? Yeah, fine. You got a cabin by yourself. Like,
oh, wow.
The they good like that.
What,
they
if you're in bunk beds or something with a bunch of other randoms?
Got a community room?
They don't know. I mean, they do have a community room, though.
Oh, God.
I'm saying it's going to be a hookup central. We're going to be like having a good time.
Maybe like a hostel, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Bring your significant others.
Or if you get some significant others.
Oh, right? You'll meet them on there.
You don't need to bring your own steak.
Meet them on there.
We call it a meet and beat. Meet and greet.
Meet and beat.
I mean, you guys have that option. Me and B do not have that option.
No.
I am taking my significant other because she got hands.
Exactly.
And I'm scared of those hands. I've been training martial arts for over 20 plus years, but she got hands.
Right. I got her back too.
You got her back?
Yeah.
I'll duck down on longer. My knees while she pushes you.
I knew you longer.
Yeah, but she's cool as shit.
She's a good girl.
I know, but I knew you longer.
I know, I love
it's
you.
Like, you were supposed to be down with the old.
If you're
like,
wrong though, if you're wrong.
And nurses know your anatomy, bro.
That's fucked up.
I love you though.
You know how shit works, bro.
Yeah, you don't fuck with nurses, man.
Nah, man. She'll do some shit to you. Your dick won't work forever.
Backbone of our health department, sir. Backbone of our healthcare community.
She'll nick that
what they call it for you. What came out of your asses today?
Boy, it came out my ass today. Because I didn't even shit after fucking Buffalo Wild Wings. I just shit it just now.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Fermentation.
Yeah, so all that shit I ate at Buffalo Wings just sat in there until just now.
Wow.
That's why I feel bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. So we should do a trip to actually, you know, we could do a shorter trip to do something like Colorado or like even Washington, like where you can like you know, edibles partake. Or whatever, partake yeah. like legally.
Partake legally.
Hell yeah.
The fucking podcast would be 3 hours long.
Yeah,
yo, that would be like, the wildest. Yo, that would be the best.
We would re-listen to that and be like, yo, right. the fuck were we thinking? Like,
the editing on that would be crazy.
Start singing Kumbaya in the middle.
Oh my
you know
gosh.
What? That would have to be alive. That would have to be alive.
That would have
damn
to be alive.
Right.
Alive.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Kumbaya, my love.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, please. Like, all that shit.
That's right.
Rick's like, yeah, yeah, that sounds for real.
I'm with it.
It's like I'm ready.
I'm with it if you with it.
Next up is going to be, what up?
What's the subject today?
I will get into like first we're gonna talk about like Kyrie Irving, and then we'll talk about like I don't know, random shit on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah. I stand with Kyrie, to be honest.
But
huh? I stand with Kyrie.
We'll get into that in a second. Yeah. Let's talk about Twitter.
Twitter. When did people start hating Elon? I thought everyone loved his cars. They sure as fuck giving him money though.
You know what it is? I like his personality.
Down here. This is the thing. You what? You like his personality?
I like his personality.
Why do you like his personality?
Because like he just don't give a fuck.
He created a lot of things for the tech industry.
My dog. To be honest, my dog.
No, wait. Did he really create things, or did he just?
He was part of it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, he was part of it. He did not create.
He bought into some things that were like really worked out.
He invested.
He bought. He invested. Things really worked out. You know what's funny? Like the whole like he doesn't care about his cars. To be honest with you, like if I'm being like. True, like he didn't even patent his cars. Like car technology is out there for any other motor company to pick up.
Listen, I'm gonna say this now.
Anyways.
That you know,
I can't even call them a car. They're
in 10 years. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, I don't think there's gonna be a Tesla anymore.
Of course not.
I think that all the other car companies are catching up. They're either gonna get bought out or just gonna be running to the ground.
Yeah,
I just think that's just the fate of Tesla. Like they don't have the capacity or the deep pockets of like, I mean they do like stock wise. But I still don't think they have the capacity and the know-how. Like the massive, like, you know, you got Toyota that has like a freaking whole city in Japan, you know, GM, Ford, like, you know, these guys who've been through it, and they've been through the ups and downs and the, you know, the highs and lows of like, you know, the car industry and stuff like that. I just don't think Tesla has what it takes to like really, and you know, they're just going to get bought out. I think it's like, you know, as other car companies start selling more EVs, their shit's going to sink and then, you know, their prices go down and Ford, GM, Toyota, Honda, my stuff. I'm like, yo, let me pick that up on the discount. You're in the back of Brands Martin shit. The discount bin in the back.
Discount.
And they're gonna sell it. Like he said it straight up. He said, yo, he was like, he said in an interview one time. He was like, if somebody out there like builds a better electric vehicle than us, then I'm 100% for it. Like right now, he's like, right now we build it. All of our designs are out there. So if someone takes our designs, takes our schematics, and improves on it or makes it better and like makes a better vehicle in their name, go for it.
But see, that was the thing. Like people thought like that was him being like, oh, he's just so altruistic. He's really for the earth and da, da, da. No,
that was him advertising. Hey, you guys can buy this if you want.
Yeah, that was just like straight up like, this is where I am. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Somebody come in and buy this from me because I really can't do this shit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But you know it's a game of chess. You know, when people first hear it, they're like, oh my god, like you know he doesn't care about his own profits. He wants to like you know think good of the community. Everybody. And the other hand, it's like nah, my man just let everybody know. Tesla for sale. If you want to buy our vehicle schematics and shit, you can take it, patent it yourself. And we bought it. Like go for it.
So, what happened with Twitter was you guys know like obviously like he bought Twitter. Mm-hmm. You guys know the reason why he bought Twitter, right?
I don't know the reason he bought Twitter, but I am aware.
Okay, so he went on there talking about like you know he made a tweet about it too, like talking about buying Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so Twitter stocks like started to plummet, and they were like, "Yo, you kind of can't do that. Like you can't like you know." Talk shit like you know say like you're gonna be investing or you're gonna be going to buy this company or whatever cause our stocks to fall like you know that's kind of like a fraud thing so he's just like alright what did he no cause he put up a price he's like I'm gonna buy it for like $44 billion or something like that right so they were in talks for a second then he tried to pull out of talks cause like nah I don't believe it da 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 like everybody's sounding like yo Twitter was really only worth about 25 cap value was like 25 26 million a billion but because he went into the talks, he made that post about it and all that sort of stuff, they were like, yo, if you back out of these negotiations, we're going to court. We'll see your money one way or the other. We're going to take it and keep operating, or
you can own it.
Yeah, you own it. You know, they even actually like the nuclear option to stop him from like trying to get control. Like he bought all the shares, stuff like that, even before you like bought him out. So anyway, right before, the week before it went to trial, that's when he's like, okay, I'm buying Twitter. I walked in about it, you know, boom. So then he bought Twitter. And then the first thing he does is he fires more than half the staff.
Like 11,000 people?
Yeah, like he did all fires.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, you know, like you get in there, you take your time, you figure out who's good, who's bad, who I really need, who's going to take this company in the future, da-da. He just says, date number three, like, chick. No, you're fired.
The tech industry right now is doing massive cuts right now.
Yes, it is.
So it's
layoffs are going to happen.
Yeah.
But not at that scale and that fast. Like, you don't buy a company that you have, you really don't have any idea about and just fire willy-nilly.
Yeah,
like, you don't know, like, who you're really gonna need.
Companies without culture, that's what happens.
No, well, Twitter did have a culture. Yeah. Like, I have friends who work there. And stuff like that. And then the way he did it too violated like all kinds of, like, you know,
labor laws
and stuff like that, you know. So that's, you know, part two.
Yeah.
And then he started trying to rehire people.
What?
Yes, he had said, yes, they fired people. Then they tried to rehire people because they're like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't have gotten rid of that person. Let me send them another email.
Right. We fired you? No, we're just playing.
Yeah. Come back.
We had to fire you because you were with all them, and then
you were in the wrong group email.
Yeah.
But not only that, you know, so like, obviously, like, you know, if you're working at a company and like all your friends get fired and you're still the one staying on, it's like, you know, I can read the tea leaves on the wall. I'm out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people left on that accord too. So his thing was like to make Twitter, you know, this town square, I'm going to make it more free for speech. Anybody can talk. Anybody can say whatever they want because it's just speech, right? Yep. Like, you know, it's just speech. Like, you shouldn't be harmed. You shouldn't, you know, take it seriously. So then he started selling, you know, they obviously proposed the blue check marks, your verification for $8, $8.99 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that worked really, really well for about 20 minutes. Until some 19-year-old bought Elon Musk verification and started tweeting, like, you know, like, what was some of the shit they said? Like, there was, like, there was one talking about, like, I'm such a, what did he say? Like, I'm such a piece of shit that my wife left me and da-da-da-da, stuff like that, whatever. So now all of a sudden, like, you know, and then he went in, it's like, okay. And there was a lot of people who bought, like, Elon Musk verifications, other people's verifications. And then he's like, now you can't impersonate people. You can't buy verification for somebody else. I'm going to ban, like, everybody who did that got banned. So all of a sudden you had, oh, well, it's just speech. You want it to be this thing for free speech. Like, everybody's going on there and say whatever the fuck they want. They can buy any verification. Because he was trying to offset the ad revenue. Because the first thing, like, when he first bought it, like, ad revenue started to tank. Mm. And that's the only way that Twitter really does make money. It's like, you know, I mean, any social media.
Yeah.
You know, you are the product. They're selling your information to advertisers.
Right.
Yeah. So, so when ad revenue started declining, they were like, you know, because obviously, like, and when we get into Kyrie Irving, you just have, like, and with the thing with Kanye, you don't want people investing their money in something that can put them next to somebody that's saying some bullshit. You know what I mean? If you put up a post talking about, you know, fuck this nigga this and da-da-da-da and da-da-da, and then you know, then as you're scrolling, the next thing is like, Walmart has a sale on da-da-da-da-da. You know, you obviously think like, yo, Walmart's supporting what I just scrolled past.
Right.
You know, you put, you know, human mind, we put two and two together like that. So people just started saying like, nah, fuck this. Sorry, we're out. So he started selling the blue check marks, and then people started impersonating people.
Mm-hmm.
And putting out stuff out there.
Celebrities.
So now, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he went from, like, you know, saying like, well, you know, it's a thing for free speech, to now, no, if you impersonate somebody, then you can't say that. Mm. And it's just like, yo, what the deal? What's the deal, really? Because if it's a platform for free speech, you know, anybody should be able to say whatever they want because it's just speech. And he's like, no, right. Well, you know, like, I'm quoting, like, Trevor Noah's like, nah, you're hurting people by saying this. Or you're saying, like, if you say something wrong, like, you know, you could, you know, hurt business or whatever. And I said, oh, so now, you know, because it's speech against you, you have an issue with it. So, you know, Trevor Noah says it's like, yeah, so you talk about, like, these people who talk about, like, free speech.
Mm-hmm.
He says, like, Trevor Noah says that people aren't really for free speech. They just want freedom for the shit that they want to say, but not against them. Like, all of a sudden it happens against you, and all of a sudden you have a problem with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, what are you really? It's like the dog that actually caught the car. You got it. The fuck you gonna do with it now, homie?
I don't know.
Goddamn.
So yeah, I'm on Twitter just to watch the, like, I follow, like, a lot of these, like, certified accounts for bullshit, and just, like, I'm just dying with laughter, like, the shit that people are saying.
I don't know.
And the things that people are going through.
I'm just on Twitter for porn.
Yeah.
It's elite.
There's porn on Twitter?
Twitter porn is elite.
It is so uncensored.
Twitter porn is the best.
Twitter porn is...
When I start my OnlyFans, I am definitely advertising it all on Twitter.
Yes. Twitter porn is elite. Like, if you're not on Twitter for porn, I don't know what you're doing.
But you do need to up your Twitter, you know, porn. You got to put your more stuff up there.
I know. I'm actually starting to try to post more.
Yeah, I don't go on Twitter, so I'm like, damn.
Yo, Twitter porn is the best,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every once in a while you get this one, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, this sensitive eyes, this has like pornographic content or something like that or whatever.
Like, psh, do you not know whose page this is? Like,
but yeah, but then the next scroll down, you know, you have, you know, yeah, some girl getting choked and like, you know, not at all or something like that. It's great. It's great, right? Yeah. You can find some, you know, if you want OnlyFans or OnlyFansly or anything like that,
they usually have a Twitter. Yeah.
And I like the Twitter, the groups that they have, like, they have like where you can create your little, you know, a little group, a chat, and anybody can like get in there and kind of talk and listen.
Like a chat room. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's like a chat room, yo. This shit is dope. I have a group.
She has a group. You have a group.
People. Not me, but I love all a group of because, you know, I'm on OnlyFans, so you know, a lot of content
creators
are on there. So they are like during the day when us content creators are doing nothing.
By the way, I want to jump into this for a quick second. So I've been doing like social media, creating like videos, stuff like that, or whatever. Yo, since the fucking pandemic, right? If anybody asks me what I do, I say I'm a content creator. It's like, oh, what's your OnlyFans? I'm like,
oh my
what
god,
the fuck?
That's the only content they know.
Yeah.
No,
because
just
every
stuff.
OnlyFans is a content creator. Like, everybody's a content creator. I'm like,
say you're a blogger.
Yo,
it's like, oh yeah, worse. What's your OnlyFans? Big black ox.
Yes. Ox cock.
I just gave an idea.
No, how did you know? Yeah. How did you know?
Right.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I already reserved the name, Rick.
You already reserved the name?
Yeah.
Let me go change my submissions.
Jesus. You better buy that .com. You better park that thing.
Park it up. Damn. Yeah, so that's a Twitter.
Twitter in a nutshell.
Yeah, Twitter in a nutshell. Why did everybody start it? I think my thing with Elon is just like, I think people finally realize that, yo, he's really not as smart as what people have portrayed him to be. He bought in and he invested in, like, he got lucky. He had money to invest in or buy into things at the right time.
He's got money.
But he's not really like that. You know, people are like, I mean, the whole thing with like Dogecoin. Yo, you had Dogecoin too, Rick.
I did.
It's like, yo, man.
To the moon.
Yeah, to the moon and all that sort of stuff. I'm gonna send a Tesla into space.
Yeah.
Okay, nigga.
Yeah. All right. You got that kind of money, we're just gonna shoot shit up.
Exactly.
For no fucking reason.
Yeah. I made money off Dogecoin, though.
I mean, yeah. So did you. A lot more people lost money off of it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Speaking of losing money off of crypto, one more thing on the intro before we move on, because I saw this post the other day. I think I set it up to you guys, how Bang Brothers are trying to buy the naming rights for the Heat Arena.
Yeah. I so commented on that and got some new likes.
Because FTX, you guys are heard what happened to FTX, right?
They took a shit, right? They were doing a little inside trading, going bankrupt, right?
They weren't doing inside trading. They got hacked for like $600 million.
Oh, okay.
$600 million in cryptocurrency evaporated from FTX. Oh, so they filed for bankruptcy, and they're like, yo, remember that blockchain. $10 million a year we promised to keep our name on that arena? Mm-hmm. We got to go.
Right.
And they were investing on like several other things, too.
Can we get a refund?
Can I get this back?
Bang Bros say, yo, we'll scoop that up.
Yo. Bang Brothers like, yo, so we could become the Bang Arena.
They put $10 million down.
Yo, straight up, the Bang Arena. Yo, think about what the prizes or what your gate gifts would be on those nights.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot the name of the parent company. Dildo. Something group.
Hey. Oh. Yo, what about the girls from Only's fans? Like when they did their Sleep with the Fan Day, it would be at the arena.
In the suites?
In the suites.
Raw.
Yeah, they're raw. Best content ever.
Raw. Why are
best
we like this?
Best content ever.
I'd be seeing this, like, I'll be, like, scrolling through, and I'll see, like TikTokers, or, like, I'll be, like, seeing on TikTok or Instagram reels, and it's, like, people asking, like, porn stars and stuff. They're like, oh, like, are, like, girls with OnlyFans? Like, oh, do you guys, like, really sleep with fans? Like, yo, like, most definitely. We do, like, we have, like, sleep with fan days. And I'm like, what? Like, I just be sleeping with just random ass mofos?
No, I'm sure they get them tested and stuff like that. You have to go through your tests.
Fair enough. They're like, yo, yeah, we sleep with fans. Like, we do, like, a little thing and, like, a little.
Now, Rick's like, yo, man, I need to get that subscription. Like,
I'm like, shit, I gotta figure out which fucking person this is.
Yeah, let me find out that one.
Like, you in Florida?
We'll travel. Yes. You probably got to pay for the whole setup too. I'm sure you still got to throw some money at it. Well, maybe not. Maybe there's like, yo, you just find a way to. But do you really want your face out there like that?
My face was already out there, Jose.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Face is already out there, man.
I mean, being three coochies deep and shit like that, you know, like.
What's wrong with three coochies deep, Jose?
Nothing. I'm just saying, I just ask an honest question.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I mean, you're already known as Ricochet Rick. I mean, but now you're going to be like Ricochet Rick, the porn king. Or, yeah. You know, he's going to be like the Dirt Diggler of 2023 and shit.
Nah, man, slick Dick Rick.
Slick Dick Rick.
Boom. Just rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, it does.
And onto theirs.
Your boss is at the NBA going to be like, yo. Uh-huh. All right. We like you and you make us a lot of money, but
Slick Dick Rick.
When you Slick Dick Rick be working and all these random ass chicks be coming up in here,
right? They recognize
we are
you.
No longer a family affair.
I'm like, but they buying drinks, right?
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Yeah. Get into fights.
You look
chicks.
Real familiar. You look
familiar. Hold on. Oh yeah, now I know you.
Now I know. There we go.
It's like, hold on. Can you just put your hand around her neck?
There you go.
That's who you are.
The one.
You're that guy.
I'm like, hold on. I'll draw some red like wings on one side.
Oh,
now I know. Yes.
You get your red wings one time.
Especially good for Halloween. Scarred just put a maxi life. Pad on his face.
Bro, you should. Yo, that's your costume for next year.
No, it is.
Stick like half ass stick a maxi pad on your face.
Oh my God. Jesus. No, that's not family appropriate.
Dip some tampons in some
Kool-Aid.
Oh my Kool-Aid.
God, I can't.
Just wear a red wings t-shirt.
You guys want to do that already?
For nosebleeds.
Oh, God.
All right, moving on. Main question. Mm-hmm. Into the good stuff. Kyrie motherfucking Irving.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Rick, you said what? You agree with him? You like him?
Man. Like, so basically, you know, it was a half. I forget the name of the title of the
Hebrew
the documentary.
Negros.
Yeah, the Hebrews and Negroes on Amazon Prime. And he took it and he posted it on his social media platform.
Uh huh.
Okay. Now, he didn't say on his social media platform, hey, this is 100% accurate. I support this. Da 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 da. My man just put it out there as information. Say, hey, like, this is out there. Take a look at it, etc. And people just start throwing stones at him. And the way he said it was basically simple. He was like, hey, like, I'm a human being. When I see things out there that I see could be educational, whether they're right, whether they're wrong, I post it out there. Okay? I'm not, you know, like, I'm just a regular human. Okay? With me being a regular human, yeah, you guys can treat me like I'm different than the next guy. But when it comes to me and my community, the people that I know, when I post up there, it's for them to see and for them to educate themselves and for them to critique and for them to judge and, you know, it's for them to make comments about. But I put it out there as information. And that's what I used it for.
So what's happening? Is he getting canceled or something over this? Or
a lot of people, yeah, I mean, a lot of people. All right,
so
like
he got suspended.
No,
he got suspended from the league.
Wow.
I don't agree with the penalties that they're asking them to do, but I do have a problem when you do post up certain things, and it for me it calls to question as far as what you're saying you're doing and what you're really doing. You would like to be that average Joe Schmo that just walks down the street that nobody really pays attention to. Mm-hmm. You would like to be that guy who can like stand on the street corner and kind of like yell anything like, oh, that's just that crazy nigga over there, or that's that crazy dude saying some shit, whatever. But when you're getting a paycheck for like millions and millions of dollars, when your fan base is, you know, 10, 15, 20 million, when you have a culture, a society that you were born into that allows you to make that amount of money, mm-hmm. and think that you don't have a responsibility to curate what is, and you can. If you do have a platform and you said, okay, I'm just putting it out there for the people who I fucks with, who are close to me or whatever, you can have a separate account that you're in control of and you only let those people in. But when you blast out to everybody at large and you put out something there just that vague. Now, when you post anything, like you post anything, if you post it, people think you're in favor. If you don't say anything behind it, they think you're in favor of it. If I was to post a picture of a dog getting kicked, people automatically, yo, he's posting a picture of a dog and this guy getting some animal cruelty type shit. You know what I mean?
Yo.
So the heroes to, I mean, and it's not so much what, I mean, I could get into what the whole thing is about. My thought is more so that the responsibility of what he's trying to say he's doing and what he's really doing. If he wants to be, and he said it a couple times, like, I'm a light, you know, I want to be a light in my community. If you really want to be a light in your community, you have to uplift. You don't uplift by putting somebody else down. You know, you explain your content, you explain what you're putting out there. What's the reason that you are putting out there? Don't vaguely post shit and think people are going to be like, oh, that's just him.
I think that's a code of conduct.
It definitely is a code of conduct. I just think it's a responsibility. Like, if you want to be this leader in your community, especially being a black man, you know, you have to put things out there that, like, you know, or if you put things out there, you have to put some explanation or don't put anything at all.
I'm reading his wiki. Yeah, and he's all over the place, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's got a lot of stuff.
You're saying because he didn't explain the purpose of the post. That is what made it as bad as it came.
I'm not saying that just not just because of that, because when they did come back and circle back and they started asking him questions about it, he said the same thing like you said. I'm just a man. I'm just a human being. I'm just putting out there, you know, da 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 da. It's just like, you can't see yourself as that, because you are making, your popularity is making you millions of dollars.
Right.
People are hanging on to your every word. You know, like, and he wants to, it's like you can't ask for, like, the paycheck that you're getting and not understand the responsibility that you're getting with it. That weight that comes on your shoulder. You can't be famous.
Yeah, you don't get the option to just be a Joe Blow.
Exactly.
When you have that type of following, I guess, is what you're
saying. Yeah, I was trying to say, like, you can't, like, and especially if you're going to be, you know, unfortunately, you know, like, you know, being African-American that he is, and he wants to be this light in the community and stuff like that, you're not helping your cause. You're actually just degrading your cause or what you say that you're trying to really do. So when he says that sort of stuff, I'm just like, bro, as a black man, you are not uplifting. If you post something out there without any education behind it, so anybody can take it and run with it any which way. And you know the world that we live in. He's been through this scenario before. With his anti-vaccinations and all that sort of stuff. Like, he has his conspiracy theories and stuff like that, you know. But explain. To be a light, you have to explain, you have to be
Yahoo,
grounded.
Bro. Like, he's what? Out there. This guy literally claims that the vaccine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Why are we talking
that
about
the secret societies are administering vaccines in a plot to connect black people to a master computer for a plan of Satan? Like, yeah. What the fuck kind of
okay,
Kool-Aid?
So that definitely wasn't one of his brightest moments.
No. I mean, and he's a flat earther.
Yep.
That's no. Definitely not one of his proudest. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
He says he doesn't know.
What you mean you don't know?
He don't know.
He says you need to find out your own answers.
He got kicked out of school. I don't know. He's never been in an airplane. I don't know.
He don't know.
I was like, if you've been in, don't you travel? Isn't he a basketball? Yeah, like, yeah. Have you not traveled in a plane?
Oh no, he's traveled. Mm-hmm. He's traveled.
See the curvature of the fucking sky.
Does he? Yeah, not, it's all the trick of the windows. Look out the window.
Oh, it's the windows, right?
Yeah, it's all the windows.
Well, open a window. Stick
jump
your
out.
Fucking head out. 35,000 feet.
Right. This man. But my thing is just like
the window.
You know, there's a clarity that you gotta have when your voice is that loud.
Jesus.
You can't yell fire in a crowded room without explanation.
Why do we give?
Like, my ass is on fire is different than yelling fire on that. You know what I mean? On that ass. You know what I mean? There's got to be, like, clarity. You got to have that definition.
Yeah,
like,
as a celebrity, you don't have that. You don't get that.
You're not able
to just be Joe Blow. And when you are, you're going to get criticized for it.
Yes.
People are going to judge you, and you have to be ready for that.
Yes.
I stand corrected on my previous statement.
I'm just saying. That's a, yeah. I mean, it's not being clear and not taking responsibility. I had to dig into it before I tried to dig some sort of opinion.
Yeah, because, like, for me, I'm like, yeah, if I post shit like that up there, like, yo, like, that's just me throwing it out there. Whatever, that's info out there. Whatever right. you do with it is what you do with it. But I understand that from his position, from his standpoint, and from the amount of people that he reached, he does have a responsibility.
It's the same thing with what was that guy we talked about? Andrew
Andrew Tate.
Yeah. Because he was like, you know, well, you know, when I put a video out there, and that first video I put out there about, you know, beating or being like the man of the house and beating on my woman, I only had like 50 followers. Now I have 50 million followers. You know, am I sorry I put that out there? No, but, you know, people are taking it differently now that I have 50 million followers. And I said, yes, they do.
Because now you're outreach and who you're you're hitting is way
exactly, which is why you gotta be ready.
That's why you gotta be.
If you're gonna put it out there, you gotta be ready for the backlash.
He's even sharing Alex Jones content on his Instagram.
Yes, he has been. Yes, like, but he'll be like, "Oh, but I don't support Alex Jones, and I don't agree with him and Sandy Hook and stuff like that." Exactly, and you automatically get lumped into it. That's what I was talking about, like with advertising. Exactly. Once you do that, like once you share something, people think you are down with that person. You ride with that person,
right?
As and let's you know, take a brass ass. Being a black dude in America, you are never in public allowed to just be you. We can't just walk around and be like who we want to be. If I'm at, what I'm talking about, like, so, like, if I'm walking behind a white woman, I step back a little bit, or I distance, or I plaster a smile on my face. You know what I mean? You do not have that. Like, it was,
No, it's true.
Nicole's, Nicole's son had a problem in school. He got into a fight. I mean, he was defending himself. The issue became when, because he was emotional after the fight, and he started back talking to the teacher. And Nicole was like, you know, she was saying, like, yeah, you know, like, I mean, I get hot like that or whatever. And I said, honestly, you're a Latin female. He's going to be looked at as a black man. Emotional outbursts like that, like uncontrolled emotional outbursts like that, are taken it's not tolerated. It's not taken. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It very and very much is unfortunate. It is not
unless a level
playfield playing society.
That's what I'm
trying to explain. A white kid, he's like, oh, yeah, that's a shooter in the making.
And then that's what I try to explain to my sons all the time, because they're half white and they're half black. And a lot of the majority of their friends that they hang out and go to school with are white. Like, you can't do the things they do.
No, you cannot.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately.
You just can't, because you're going to be looked at different. It's just
you're
the way society is.
Exactly. Period. At first, you are a perceived threat until you play that role model off. I'm sorry. It is a society that we live in, but, you know, and that's the thing. Like, he wants to be like, you know, and like I said, he preaches like, I just want to be this. I'm just a man. I'm just a human. No, bro. Unfortunately, you are a black man.
Fair enough.
And you just can't drop like
that. Yeah, there's times where, like, you know, even out in public, even when I'm at the job, I have to, like, sometimes I have to check myself and my body language and, like, my persona in that area.
Because
I'm like,
oh,
like, I can't be, you know, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I guess, like, sometimes I'm naturally seen as a threat, or naturally I'm, like, seen as, like, an angry person. I always have to play
Is that mean mugging?
I always got to play the cool, calm. Hey, guys, how's it going?
White privilege. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys.
I mean, you don't even have to talk about being black. Like, just being a male, like, if I'm teaching jiu-jitsu, I'm teaching jiu-jitsu to a woman. You know what I mean? Like, I can't be the same way with her as I am with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to moderate how close my hips get to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though, like, listen, until you get comfortable with that position, just gotta, and I always explain, like, when a dude comes in for jiu-jitsu, we never talk about space.
Yeah.
No. You know, we never talk about, oh, you know, I'm gonna be on top of you and da-da-da.
But as
a woman, I'm like, listen, this is what we're doing. I'm gonna be on top. Like, it's gonna feel like a compromising position. Just understand that this is da-da-da-da. You have to go through that step by step.
Yeah.
Because if they have a trigger in there or anything like that, you know, they get a trigger once or whatever.
Yeah.
God forbid, if you're solo with them.
You don't know what they went through.
Exactly. You don't know what they went through. You don't know what their experience is. Or you just don't know who they are.
So, like, even when you start on full mount, like, if you were training a woman and they're on full mount, you explain the position, everything.
I explain the position.
And you probably don't even, like, press all your body weight down. No. You probably, like, knees on the ground.
Exactly.
Just stay away from areas.
Yeah. Just kind of, like, let them drill it out.
Right.
And just explain to them, like, hey, if someone else is in this, their weight is going to be down.
Right. Exactly.
Drill girls.
But I'm just saying, like, yeah, but you want them to learn, and you're going to understand, like, yo, you're going to be in compromised situations. But like I said, it's just you have to know where you are, who you are as a person, and who you are that you're talking to.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you got to be clear. There's got to be clarity in there. So they can't be like, oh, no, I didn't know this was going to happen. Or you have somebody out there watching, like, yeah, no, this is what really happened. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I said, especially as, like, you know, black man, period, as a man working, you know, with women, or just in general, in life, you know, like, even if you're a man just talking to a kid, doesn't matter if you're white or black, you know, you can't treat them as you treat a teenager or talk to another adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair
so yeah, just that point of him talking about that is a moot point. Whatever it is that he posts and all that sort of stuff, like the roots and Negroes and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I have my own big issues with that, that sense. But my main thing was his reaction towards it. Now, what they're asking him to do, I think, is a little archaic as far as, like, he's been suspended for X amount of games. Like, he's been suspended for, like, 5 games. But I think he had to say an apology. And this is the other thing. and this is just from being raised. I don't know how you guys were raised, but here it is. Like, if you messed up, right, and you said, like, you know, for example, you stayed out too late or whatever. You came home, your mom, your dad's there, like, yo, what the fuck? What's wrong with you? Whatever. Oh, no, Dad, I'm sorry for staying out late, but... Ooh. That but negates anything that you just said before that.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And that's exactly what he did with his apology. He said, I'm sorry for this, but I was raised as a black man. And I'm just like, bro, just say I'm sorry and just walk away.
That's the thing. There's no excuse. There's no excusing an apology. Like, exactly, you're either sorry or you're not.
Right. Exactly.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's like what Andrew Tate said. It's like, I'm sorry you're offended.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an apology.
Yeah, that's not an apology.
Although it is one of my best responses.
Right? I'm sorry you're offended.
I'm sorry you're offended. Like, I'm not apologizing for my actions. I'm just sorry that you feel offended.
I'm sorry you're such a bitch. You took it that way. I'm sorry your daddy didn't love you.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. But I think, like, there was, like, some other things. Like, there's a few hoops that they want him to jump through that I don't see. Like, you know, he's got to go to, like, I don't know, like, anger management or some kind of, like, courses or stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, now that's being a little excessive and stuff like that, in my humble opinion.
I just feel our country is just struggling with mental health from all sections. Well, every corner. Everyone's dealing with some sort of just issues, bro.
And I think part of it is just, like, you know, like, everybody wants to be like this whole thing with free speech, and you should have free speech, but it should be coerced into, like, free factual speech, not because of my feelings or my opinions. Like, it should be, if you want to have free speech, you should be able but you have, you got to be factual. It's got to be basic.
We make dumb people fucking famous, bro.
Oh, well, that too. Yeah.
All the time.
Dude,
yes.
We're making
that's just
stupid.
That's just American culture,
famous,
to be honest. That's American culture.
That's
American culture.
And that was bite us in the ass.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's American culture.
Like that Catch Me Outside girl.
Oh,
like,
my God.
All that bullshit.
Like, she made like $56 million when she turned 18 on OnlyFans.
She's doing porn something, right?
Well, no, she did OnlyFans, and she did like photos and like some, like, you know, explicit content.
Yeah, but
and stuff.
Nothing like no hardcore.
It wasn't no hardcore spitting.
Really, like,
suggestive.
Topless, maybe covering up. Just suggestive.
But she made like 52 after taxes or something like that.
Jesus
Christ, yeah. Like, and then she only did it for a year, and then she was done. Like, after, like, she did it for like, I think, 1 year, and then she was done.
Yeah, I remember. I never heard of Andrew Tate until he said some dumb shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
We're always making dumb.
But he was, he was saying that dumb shit from before. He was, and he was making millions. Like, you know, people think like, oh, I'm gonna say the dumbest shit ever, or just I'm just gonna speak my mind, and you're gonna have people that's gonna follow you.
Yeah,
because for every 1,000 people, you're gonna have like 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. 100 that's gonna be like, oh, let me see what he's saying.
Right. Let me share his content.
Yeah. And he shares content. Like, okay, he must be factual. And look, and then we get to the point where it's, oh, he's making money, or he portrays himself as being rich. He's got to be doing something right.
Right.
Let me follow along.
Right.
He's rich. He's got to know his shit, right?
Because we're paying money for their fucking dumb shit.
No.
Like, yo, man. Could be doing that. Yeah. What do you guys got? What else? I mean, other than, like, not making famous people.
Stop making dumb people.
How would
rich.
We do that, though? Like, how? What steps would we do in society? Like, would you pass laws? Would you pass rules? Like,
nah, man. America's built on that, man. America's built on people getting famous off dumb shit and becoming fucking social figures off that.
Well, that's what it is now.
And try to play it off like it's their right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there should be a filter, I feel like. Like, there should be a satire section for these fuckers.
Free speech.
Right?
No filter.
I mean, I think, like, it's crazy how, like, if you don't agree with something that goes on in our country nowadays, you can literally just say without any factual base saying that it is false.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people fucking believe you.
Yes, people believe you without doing any
research.
Kind of research and looking anything up whatsoever.
Right.
Flat earthers.
And then just say, it's a conspiracy theory. They're after me.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't lose the election.
Exactly. I'm a Republican. I won this election, but if I didn't win, it's a conspiracy theory.
Right.
They're against
it's
me.
Voter
that's
fraud.
It's the only way that's happening.
It's voter
like,
fraud.
Seriously, bro. Like, no, people can't make up their minds and be like, yo, I just don't like you.
Right.
No.
That's impossible.
Oh yeah, it's super impossible. Oh, you have a vote, you know. I can say I like you in your face, and then still vote against you. I was like, yeah, no, fuck you.
That's so. But like, I was having a conversation during lunch the other day with another dad, and it's
did
like,
you slap him?
No, I didn't slap.
Put a spit tortilla wrap.
I kind of choked him a little bit earlier.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
But anyways, we're having a discussion.
Does Misty know about this?
No. I do it for fun. She knows that. But
what the fuck?
No, his kid was telling me, he's like, yeah, there's some kid at my school got suspended because someone, this kid told this other kid that he was a mama's boy. And they fucking suspended that kid for calling him a mama's boy.
They suspended him for calling the other kid a mama's boy?
What the fuck is that? Like, I understand for if it was, like, really severe, but apparently they're really sensitive right now in schools.
Anti-bullying. Well, because, like that really falls under anti-bullying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes. That's considered to be bullying.
Technically, technically, that is a verbal type of bullying.
Yes.
Technically, it is a verbal type of bullying.
I feel sorry for these kids when they get out to the real world.
Here's the thing. It's because you have, like, we've taken it to the extreme because we've become so sensitized.
The full-blown opposite direction.
Yeah, like, I think because by people saying, like, oh, we could do and say whatever we want, that has opened up that door to people say, I mean, you really can't. Let's, like, climb down. Instead of being like, okay, there's a certain level of where we can go.
Yeah.
You know, there's a certain, but the other thing about it, too, is like, it's a lot of parents who don't want their kids to feel bad or get hurt in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
They don't build up the mental toughness. They don't build up the emotional toughness.
So is this the death of male masculinity?
No, I don't think it's the death of male masculinity. That died a long time ago.
You think so?
Yeah, that shit's been dead. Right. As a culture, and it's like, okay, just as animals in general. Like, I think, like, okay, if people don't want to look at it, it's like, you know, oh, we're, you know, because of the crap shit that we eat, the plastics in our food, the genetics, hormones and all that sort of stuff or whatever, that's what killed male masculinity. And that's what's killing female fertility and masculinity.
So we're feminizing men.
We're feminizing men, masculating women. I think it's just throwing our hormones into shock, a lot of it. I think the stress that we place on society and culture, like everybody in here, like, you know, the so-called middle working class, you know, all of that. Like, stress plays down your hormones or causes your hormones to go a little haywire. The fact we don't sleep, you know, we don't move. A lot of that plays into it. Like, I don't think you could look at just that one thing and be like, that's the death of it. No, I think it's like a cause effect of, like, society and how they've, like, systematically been ingraining it.
Like I'm all for the whole, you know, anti-bullying and stuff, and, you know, I'm with that. Like, there's a level of bullying that's abusive that I feel that affects children, and then there's a lot of it that's just play,
right?
You know.
Right, but that's
it's a little aggressive, like, but it's like it's hard for adults to filter that.
Exactly. Well, I think it's a lot of distinguish
it.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents who don't beat their kids are like, no, my Johnny never did anything wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now we have a society full of
guys who think those guys who think like, oh, just because I'm a male, I'm 30 years old, I should have a woman. Because
look at the fucking amount of school shootings.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail everything. But.
No. But I mean, you're right. I think, like, I mean, other than the easy access we have to weapons, that's like, you know,
that's a whole other subject. But
I think that plays into it as well, too. I mean, I think, like, you have that type that, you know, I don't want to be emasculated or, you know, feeling down on myself or whatever, combined with the easy access it is to think and the Hollywood issue of, like, to be a tough guy, you have to shoot and kill somebody. You have to run from a burning building.
Right.
You know, you have to rescue a baby from, like, a dump truck that's out of control or something like that. You know? Yeah. So people feel that, okay, I'm going to get a gun. I'm going to, you know, start working out. I'm going to join a pseudo military or whatever.
We're a bunch of outlaws.
And I'm going to blow something up and run away from it, catch it in slow motion and be Instagram famous. And then my masculinity is restored.
Right. Now I got street cred.
Yeah, I got street cred. Like, all that sort of shit.
And that's how society thinks. That's a sad part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I mean, it sucks.
But
whereas back in the days, I don't know about you, but definitely for me, I know I couldn't. Listen, I got bullied in school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, we all did. Up. Like, you know, I did not have a weapon at home to but go home to. It was just like, yeah, we're going to throw it down.
Yeah. We put our fist up and we fucking
I mean,
and
that's
out.
Even if it got to that point. Like, most cases didn't get to that point. It's just like, yo, you called me ugly. Yo, I'm calling your shoes stink.
And then I banged
you better
your
know some of your mama
graduation.
Jokes. Yeah, you better know some of your mama jokes. Yeah,
you got to rip it off the bat, man. You can't wait. You can't pause. No. Nah. Like, counter it back. Yeah. Counter that shit with a heavy one. What?
Oh, yeah. And that's one. And you know, that's the thing. Like, Gen Xers or whatever. That's how we learn how to scrap. That's how we came about. Like, we had to fight for our shit.
You had to learn how to. You learn situational awareness. Like, when is it really going to go loud? Or when mm-hmm. is it going to go crazy?
Right.
And when it's not.
Right.
And when it's not, you just walk away from it. Like, all right, you're right. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. And we learned, and then we lived, and we loved. Yeah. Right.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. Listen, man. I've been in several fights with my kids. Like, you know, I mean, with my friends when I was a kid. Like, you know, we get in a fight, and I'm like, yo, man, all right, cool. Like, how many times I fucking. Me and Patrick like pushed each other in the face like several times, like, yo, motherfucker. And they say, yo, you come, yeah, let's go to school together.
But now it's considered bullying.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now it would be considered bullying, and, you know, we can't, like, hang out together or, you know, in school suspension or whatever. You know, all that dumb stuff.
Criminal charges.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah. I'm sensitive over how much you're claiming I'm sensitive.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it.
I'm just going to start calling you Dick Skin. Dick Skin, Rick Dick, or whatever.
Yeah. Slick Dick.
Slick Dick, Rick.
Excuse me. Skin. Not pronouncing me by my actual name is one of my triggers.
Oh, my God.
Oof. Oof. Oof.
I feel it. I totally get it. I wasn't trying to be like Mr. You know who are, you know, masculinity guy here. I'm far from that shit. But I remember having to deal with my daughter coming home from school when she was in kindergarten, and she was being bullied by a boy. And like, it's these parents, bro. Mm-hmm. What kind of fucking parent allows a boy to be abusive towards a girl?
Nah, man, you got a boy and you bully my daughter, I'm pulling up to the school and
man,
I'm waiting for your ass.
You don't know, like, I wanted to snatch his fucking parents out the car line.
I'm like, listen, bro,
like, let me fuck you up for a little
your
bit.
Your son out here bullying.
But see, like, would that help him though?
No,
because like I'm thinking back to, like, would that help? Like, back in the days when we handled
it, but it would make
it.
Me feel good for about 15.
Well, no, it'll make you feel good, but like, I mean, like,
no, you get like one conversation out of me, none of it. But like,
no, it doesn't.
I
feel
like I don't remember, like, in the fights I've been in or the arguments I've been in, like, I don't remember any parent coming out and like threatening to kick my ass, like, or trying to put hands on me.
No. Yeah, like, now the parents actually fight the kids.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. That's helicopter. That's still a part of being a helicopter parent.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be like a full helicopter, but at the same time, it's my daughter. So I mean, like, if my daughter. If my daughter's saying she's being bullied by a dude by a boy at school,
you
obviously
teach her how to fight. Teach her how to fight.
But hold on. If she comes home and says, "Okay, I'm being bullied," or whatever, you go to school, you start swinging on this dude. Come to find out,
I'm not gonna swing. That's what I'm saying. My first encounter isn't just gonna be swinging on people.
What is it gonna be?
My first encounter is, okay, you're being bullied at school. Like, what are they saying? Okay, cool. We go. We bring it to the school's attention.
Okay.
Okay. Let them know, hey, if we can get his parents to come in and have a sit down so we can discuss this. Boom. Cool. Now that the parents know, listen, we don't raise our child to bully.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you guys do at home, it's none of my concern.
Right.
But if your child continues to bully my daughter,
what if he find out that your daughter instigated it?
Then I say, huh?
What if he find out your daughter instigated it?
Like, she started it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not my princess.
Oh, she.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. She getting that whooping.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna, like, right there in the office, like, yo,
but
come
I
here.
Don't care.
Come here.
Not in front of everybody, but she getting that whooping.
Even if.
She already did something bad in school one day. Mm-hmm. And when the teachers told me about it, we went home, and I was like, I ain't say nothing to her the whole way home, except I was like, I'm not even mad at you. I'm just disappointed in you right now.
You're comparing words to physical touch.
As soon as I got home.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand, like, a lot of people nowadays can't take any words.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't say that to me.
And I'm like, excuse me, sir. You saying that I can't take words is sensitive.
Exactly.
To my sensitivity.
I know. I see that.
Can't take words.
Oh. Let's throw some hands, bro. Let's throw some hands.
Here we are.
I can take some hits to the face, though. I just can't take words.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
That's for sure.
All right. So anything else? Well, back to Kyrie Irving. So, that was my thing about Kyrie. What do you guys think about it? Like,
obviously I came in with a different opinion, but, you know, like, putting into perspective the amount of outreach that he has and the amount of people that look up to him, the amount of people that read his stuff constantly from the average person, I understand.
I think he needs to talk to someone. like really talk to someone like a professional,
like him and Kanye.
No, they do not need to talk. No. Ever.
You don't know. You don't need to put those two together.
Never, exactly.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, once you put that out there, like Kanye jumped on it.
Of course.
Kanye reposted it.
Of course.
It backed him up.
Illuminati.
It solidified what he said.
By the way, just so you guys know, like, if you, I mean, some people will get into it, but like, people did say, like, all right, why isn't Amazon, because the movie was on Amazon, why isn't Amazon taking any flack from it? Which I agree. Amazon should take some flack for that. Like, they should not take some flack. They should take that shit down. Seriously. Is it anti-Semitic? I mean, anything nowadays people call, you know, anti-Semitic, but this is definitely one of those that you buy into the whole Jewish Illuminati running everything type of deal. Mm. And, you know, they systematically did this, systematically did that. And like I said, like, you know, being African American, I know what it feels like to be talked to in a certain way. Mm-hmm. But it's different being Jewish American.
Yeah.
Or Jewish, period.
Right.
Like, some of the things that are thrown towards you, which I don't understand or may not affect me the same way. But for you, it's just like, that's a trigger warning.
They were literally like, being eliminated on a world stage.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
I mean, not just, you know, during the Holocaust, but there's been several times. I think they've been just been the
yeah, even Jew, like, even when Jew, like, Jewish people in America, like, they, even they have bad history here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. it's not just
yeah, they've been made to be the scapegoat of everything. You know what's funny? Somebody said something. It was like, it was kind of crazy. They were like, you know what? When people first came over here, there wasn't white people.
Right.
They were just like European. I mean, they used to shit on like the freaking Irish and stuff like that. It was never white identity until, you know, post slavery, really.
Right. Yeah. That's why they were murdering each other in Europe for centuries.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
And they brought that shit over here. And they brought us over here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They wanted to conquer and then.
Damn. Is it time for the question of the week?
What is the question of the week?
Damn, I forgot. I should have written it down.
With lube.
It did have something to do with that.
She liked that one. Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Yes, very good.
Oh, I love that guy on TikTok.
Yeah, right.
Very good. And he just pans off to the ceiling.
Yes. Very good.
And the other guy, yes, you may come to the barbecue.
Yes.
Come to the barbecue.
You may come,
come
to the
into the barbecue.
They're invited to the barbecue.
You're invited to the barbecue. Like, you're invited to the black barbecue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You ever seen that guy on TikTok?
No.
It's people who get invited to the black barbecue.
That are like allies.
Oh, word?
Yeah, they do like
allies of the black community. Like, yeah. You may come to the black barbecue.
We have those now?
Yeah.
We got those. Like, for real? They're just not spies? Like, trying to sneak in and like get the good shit and then walk away?
Oh, my God.
And then they open up a fusion restaurant and like, come on.
How about say, like, white colony has been taken over so many places of America and they still don't know how to use the seasoning. I mean, right.
Say, like,
what they gonna take for the barbecue? They still can't use the seasoning right. What they gonna take for the barbecue? What they gonna take for the barbecue, Ozai?
Right. Raisins and potato salad.
They gonna take salt. They put that shit on everything.
Salt works.
They gonna take salt.
Yeah.
Two pinches of salt in their potato.
That seasoning enough. Like,
Well, so the taco was the seasoning packets they use.
Oh my God, those stupid ass seasoning packets! Like, yeah. I throw them shits out like every time. What the fuck is that crap? Like, so seriously, man.
It's lemon pepper.
See me dating a white girl. Best
listen, not the front, but Nicole's ex. Like, when I went up in there, I'm looking for seasoning.
Like, yo,
there's like a ton of like fucking, no, actually up in the spice cabinet, bro.
When you said ex up in there, I'm like, whoa.
No, I said when I went up in there.
Okay.
There's like a ton of lemon pepper. She's like,
really?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, that's what he used a lot. I was like, he's Jamaican. He's a lemon pepper?
Really?
Like, that didn't compute for me. I'm like,
took him a minute.
Yeah, it's like,
you know how many chemicals are in that lemon pepper?
It kind of broke. It broke my brain for a second. I'm just like, it don't make sense.
Lari seasoning salt. It's a special thing.
Special.
I just put Lari seasoning salt in all my ramen cups.
Right?
Oh yeah. Oh, sorry. Today's gonna be a simple one. Damn. I need to get someone that's like more like, you know, for women.
What?
Huh?
Because, you know, I'm non-existent, but that's okay.
No, you know.
Can you make it gender neutral?
I need to find one that's a little more gender neutral. Okay. You know? Well, this one's going to be like snowballing, but,
well, something related to it, whatever question you have.
It was snowballing,
Snowballing.
Yeah.
Oh. I can turn it into a female.
Oh, no wonder when I said lube, you were...
Yeah, that's, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, I got it.
Wait, what's the question?
Snowballing, yes or no?
It depends. There's a ratio. There's a ratio. A little too much.
Is it weird that I don't know what snowballing is?
It's when she bows down on you and you nut in her mouth and she kisses you.
It's when what?
When she gives it back to you.
And then she holds the nut in her
she
mouth
gives it
and
back to you.
And gives it back to you.
What?
No.
Rick, you to red like maybe, but you want snowball?
Maybe post swallow, I'd be all right.
This is like crazy.
Their fluids are okay.
I have tried to understand this. Not. You have never tasted your seed?
I feel like we've had this conversation before.
If we did, I forgot about it. So let's have it again.
I feel like we've had this conversation because you
in the next 2 minutes.
And I was like, no. Like, listen, their fluid... All day, every day, twice on Sundays. Uh-huh. Give it to you twice on the Lord's Day.
But it's yours.
Right. I kind of like it when they taste themselves.
No, yeah, like
when they taste themselves. But you know what's taste yourself.
It's like I will definitely like eat a girl out and then make out with her afterwards because like and like there's girls that's like, yo, I love tasting myself, and I'm like, bet, say less.
Right, exactly.
You like, know?
Say and then but you never taste
with a grunt, right?
But then like, yeah, but then like.
That approval grunt, you know, women love that shit. That, that growl, that low growl.
Very good.
Listen, I'll growl, moan, everything. I'll be Mariah Carey in your fucking ear.
All right. Oh no.
Fuck.
No.
But I'm saying,
all
back to it. So
finish. Is you.
So I'm saying, so finish up. Like,
So like, I mean, if I come in their mouth and they swallow it, I don't mind kissing or making them out afterwards like that. Okay. But if you're just holding my fucking wad in your mouth
and then like
you
blow that shit
make
back
out with
in
me afterwards, I'm like, nah, fam.
I don't know. Listen, I'm with him on that because I'm thinking.
Because I know you're not enjoying.
I'm not holding your nut. Like, no. It's either going down my throat or I'm spitting it on your dick. Like, I'm not fucking
it's like French
holding
fries.
It in my mouth.
With the kid like two steps away.
Oh my God.
It's like French fries. You don't want it to go cold,
is,
you know?
Exactly.
It just doesn't taste right.
Yeah, it gets cold.
It gets like hot right out the fire.
Yeah.
You guys are disgusting.
I've had a lot of
like a Krispy Kreme donut.
So hold on though. Like, so Rick, you're okay with like if you bust her in her mouth, right? Say you had a threesome and then she gives it to the other girl. You're cool with that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All day.
Mm.
They can even rub it on each other.
I'm just not tasting my own fluids.
Yeah, tasting your own fluids.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Damn. I think Craig might have you beat on this one.
Listen, I mean, I'm gonna have to try that though.
I'll do one carpet.
You never done it?
I've never like held his nut. I mean, I've swallowed nut. Like that's the whole point.
I mean, you
point.
Still got traces in your mouth though.
Yeah,
you
of course.
Like
yeah, I've kissed right afterwards.
It's a little brainy.
Yeah, like yeah.
Yeah,
like,
but like for me to like
bro, it's like a little kid.
Lock off
like, you're
the throat and grab all of the jizz and just wait and then come up and be like, no.
No, but I mean, like, I mean, so as a kid, you never like nut and be like, what that tastes like?
No.
What? No.
No.
I don't know. I drank my breast milk before, so.
No. See? I'm just saying.
I've drank breast milk before.
Listen, I don't know. I've tried it. You'd be like,
I'll do one carpet job. If it's two girls, I'll do one carpet job and I'll go over right over to the next carpet job. Or I'll do one carpet job, make out with her, and then the next carpet job, make out with her. Cool. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just not going to be going through my own wild. Listen,
you going to eat the pussy after you come in it?
Yeah.
That's the same
That's
type
the same
of
thing.
Now, I mean, it's not oozing out like a mouth would.
Is it not?
No.
Is it not? Yes, yes it is.
Is.
It is.
A little bit.
It's oozing out.
Well, we know B, you know, semen load, you know, it's a little low.
I mean, I give it a little bit. I don't go like
nice
immediately.
Volume, by the way.
Yeah, I don't go immediately after. Like, yeah.
Let it.
Yeah, like.
But it marinates. You let it ferment in there.
If I throw myself in there.
So it
like,
gets a little spicy
I'll,
for you.
I'll still play around with it, you know,
so
with
you have
my hands.
Tasted yourself
like, No. Like, I'll still play around with it with my hands and stuff like that. But
you've never gone down on it?
Not immediately after.
Like how long?
A few moments, a couple of tweaks here and there,
it's
right?
It's definitely like a few moments.
Yeah.
A few moments. It doesn't just disappear. Like a few moments. You're talking about like a minute?
No, not a minute.
He's waiting long enough for all of the gunk to just
we're talking like a good.
It's the wet spot.
It's the wet spot.
I know. We're talking like okay. So we're like I think we're talking probably like 15 minutes. Yeah.
15 minutes.
Like
oh okay.
Probably
yeah.
like a good 15.
That's just
minutes.
A wet spot like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's a wet spot.
But by then, like I'm already like you know.
If you're with Rick, you know.
it, play with it.
Somebody should give him a snowball.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll play around. No, you fucking don't.
What do you come up with the questions, bro? Like,
no, you fucking don't.
I think about the most random. Yeah, sorry. I think about. Listen, my weekly question is going to be random, dirty, and often sexual in nature. So fuck it.
I figure it'd be like that.
I'm kind of shocked that Deanna's never done that, though.
I've never, because I'm not going to hold. Like, I'm.
That's a different kind of.
You know, that's like your beta.
That's a category. That's a different category.
That's a different type of. That's real dominance right there.
Like somebody call me.
But you like tasting yourself.
In your mouth. Yeah. I love tasting myself because I taste fucking good. Like, I know I do.
I believe it.
Why is Dan wearing like the
I believe
Kung Fu Ralph
Karate Kid
Macho
chef?
Karate Kid? Yeah.
Because he's sweating. Like, I should have one too. Like,
he don't want to sweat in the food.
I think he looks good.
That's a chef thing. That's a chef thing.
He looks like the Latin, you know, karate kid.
Karate Kid.
Somebody call me nasty because I eat a girl. Like, if a girl like squirts, like I'll eat that shit. Right. Like, I got no problem. If a girl squirts, I'll eat that shit.
So you're okay with urine? According to
like, yeah, he's got fucking urine. He's got fucking, like, I don't give a fuck. That shit still got cum in it too. Give me all that.
So you
shit.
Get peed on?
Huh?
You're okay getting peed on?
I mean, not just straight piss.
Why not?
I had a dude that was like into that, like piss in my mouth type shit. Like,
I mean,
for real.
I've had a girl pee while we're fucking. So I mean, yeah, I guess so. Because I've had a girl pee on me while we're fucking.
Mm. No.
And that turned you on?
Like,
huh?
That turned you on?
I went harder. I was like,
there you go. Yeah, you like that shit.
We're here. I was like, we're here. Like, we're here. You can't control your bodily fluids. Let's go.
I'm doing something right.
I was like, you're telling me you can't control your bodily fluids?
She's got a squirrel bladder.
Let's go. Yes, please.
Him
very
service.
Good.
Very good. That's gonna take some editing.
But then people were like, "Yo, Rick, you're a dirty ass motherfucker for that." I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I think you're dirty for Red Wings. That's my thing. But you know, bro, if you could do menstrual blood, bro, and you can't do yourself, I'm like, that's a lot.
Cause that's her fluid, it's not mine. It's just weird. It's weird because you should be comfortable with your own body.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should be comfortable with your own body.
Thank you.
I'm like, nah, I'm not eating my seed. I'm good.
Yeah, like you're not busting in your own mouth.
Yeah, I ain't busting.
It's completely possible though, right?
It has been, yes.
Yeah, but I ain't doing
I mean, there's
it.
Guys who have done it. I think the hedgehog did it once in one porn.
Yeah. I mean, like even when I was young, like if I ever came and I looked at it, I might have like I've grabbed it before to see what it felt like, and I've smelt it before to see what it smelled like, but I never said, oh, I'm gonna put this in my mouth. No.
I touch it with my tongue. No. I'm like, yeah, you gotta taste it.
No.
But then I have busted, you know, somebody's mouth and then be like, yo, this a kiss. Kiss is a kiss.
I've touched it and I've smelt it. I've never said, well, that just tastes like frosting syrup.
If your shit tastes like frosting syrup, you got problems. You got way more problems than not tasting your own teeth. Like,
that right there was a great that's thing to like know that I don't know what it tastes like.
That's a diabetic no coma. Really.
The best taste is no taste?
The best taste is no taste. Like, a guy that drinks a lot of water eats pretty clean and healthy like that.
Pineapples.
Now, I've been told that mine doesn't really have a taste or it's not super salty.
How do you know?
That's what I said.
How do you know?
Because that's super salty.
I've asked the girl. Like,
how do you know? I mean, they could be lying to you.
They could. No, I mean.
You got to taste it yourself and figure out.
Good. Good.
Here's a shot glass. Go into that bathroom, bro.
Oh. That's what. Oh,
you
now.
You gotta get your PNC.
Oh,
anyway.
Now I can't drink any more Coquito after that conversation, bro.
I'll be back.
What do you think the extra flavor of Coquito
is? Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
A Puerto Rican dude in the kitchen jerking off in that motherfucker.
I mean, dad is wearing that headband. He was sweating a lot, yo.
Oh, Jesus. I thought he looked like a sushi chef. He was going to do like an omakase out there.
Yeah, he did a full omakase.
On that note.
Yeah,
we finished that bottle of Coquito, and now I got something to think about. So on that note.
That's close. See you guys in the next edition of the
D-Squad.
Jesus Christ.